Wishing you a beautiful Tuesday, and I hope your week is going well so far. So we're moving into the final days of this month's topic, all around clearing the mind, cleaning the body, reconnecting to ourselves to create a happier and more peaceful life. And thank you so much for all of the work that you've done this month. I know you all work at different stages, so be gentle with yourself, but do try to work through it as best as you can. So many of you have been in touch with me about your progression, just about your thoughts and emotions around things. So thank you for being so open. And remember, you can get in touch with me at any time. Some of you may be working through these things at your own pace, so you mightn't be up to even where we are at the moment. So even if you're next month still catching up on this month's topic and you have questions, and just because I've moved on to a new theme doesn't mean you can't get in touch. So please do feel free to do that. The other thing is just, I have said it a few times, but this month's soul journal was really, really in-depth and very helpful. A lot of people that did that got some great insights and a great insight to their own kind of ability to connect to themselves. As we're moving in now to the end of this week, we're going to be moving to a brand new topic on Friday, which is going to be about moving into alignment with your desires and then manifesting and creating those desires. So this month's topic of clearing the mind and cleaning the body has set us up with a beautiful foundation to move into lighter, more fun, loving, more exciting energy. And that is also being mirrored by the astrological energy that's going on at the moment. First 6 months of 2020 have been particularly heavy. There's been a lot of stuff going on. And as we reach the 4th of July this Saturday, so the day after we start our new topic, we are seeing a lighter energy come in, which will be amplified from the 22nd of July onwards. So it's just a perfect time on so many levels. We've created a lovely foundation this month, and we're moving on now to create bigger space and bigger things in our life. Obviously, remembering the topic we covered this month is an ongoing process and practice, and to keep those things that you've put into place this month and even the things you put into place last month and the months previous as you move forward. But as we are moving on with today's teaching, one thing I'd like you to do is, and I would like you to text me this just as a sense of an accountability process, is about looking at taking one day a week for 1 hour a week where you're going to sit down and kind of evaluate where you're at. So on Sunday, I sent you 6 questions in a text message that I wanted you to really sit and think about. So many of you answered me and sent back how you were feeling and how you were doing. And thank you so much for doing that. It gives me an insight into where you are, but it's also you taking the time to answer those questions for yourself, which is more important. So what I would suggest is those questions are fundamental to how you're feeling, to connecting in with where you are in that moment and looking at what you need to support yourself. So when you're doing that, I would like you to do that once a week, but picking the same day or same time every week. So a Sunday night can be good, you know, 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night before you go to bed, just tuning in to see where you are and setting yourself up for a better week. Because when you're connecting in, it's helping the mindset to release and it's helping the body to have acknowledgement and attention. So I would love you to do that. That's the first thing. The second thing for today is about really looking at where your headspace is at the moment. I started off this month by saying it wasn't about just forcing positive thinking or, you know, going on diets. It was about real deep connection. When we speak about creating space in our life, we're talking about creating space for ourselves. When we think about who we are as women and who we are as people, it is so important that we connect into our bodies. As I mentioned in one of the teachings last week, all around our menstrual cycle, the power of that and the power to create, it's just so interesting to really learn about that on a much deeper level. And I'll share those teachings with you as the more I learn, I'll share with you as I go through. But really, it's remembering the power that you possess. But for us to be powerful, for us to be content, for us to be peaceful, for us to be happy, whatever it might be, we have to have space to, I suppose, embody that energy. And when we're living in very busy lives as we are, and when we've got a lot going on, we've got to look at creating that time and that space for ourselves. And if it is a case of like 5 minutes a day or 1 hour once a week, it doesn't matter. It's knowing that that's your sacred space and your sacred time. So something I took time to do over the weekend was I created an altar for myself. So I used to have this years ago. I had beautiful altar space where I used to put my intentions. I used to have beautiful candles, different, you know, incense, essential oils, you know, angelic figures. I used to place my intentions there. I used to meditate there, pray there. And then my brother ended up moving in with us and I had to get rid of everything out of the room. And it's just, that's what life has been very much like for me over the last number of years. It's just, there's always been people in my house and living here and everything and helping people out. And that's all fine. But I've had that space where I could go back and create a space. Now, it's actually in the room where my husband has to work from at the moment because he's working from home. But I don't care because I said to myself, it's just a carving out a corner of a room that's just for me. And I can go in before he works, after he works, and all weekend. So I'd love you to think about doing something like that yourself. A sacred space can be a bookshelf. It can be a tiny little shelf in your room. It can be anywhere. It doesn't have to be in a quiet space. It can be in your bedroom. It can be in your sitting room. And it's just a space for you to place some candles or some things that represent something important to you. It could be a picture of a loved one that's passed over. It could be a deck of angel cards. It could be all of those things. But the reason I'd like you to do this is because to help the mind to clear and connect to the body, when you create a space like that for yourself, you're not just saying, I'm going to create energetic space or space in my life. You're actually creating this space that you can go to have this time. And I do think if you had the time over the next few days or even next weekend to do this, it would be brilliant. And it'll be really good as well to do for the topic we're going to be covering. But on so many levels, it's going to really help. Like I just did that. It was Friday, actually, I did it. So it's 5 days. And like I've been in there every single day. I pull an angel card every day and just leave it there in the middle of my crystals. It's just a really, really calming space. And it's only small. And like I said, there's like an office in it. Like there's monitors and everything in it on the other side. But I'm not looking at any of that. So they're the two things I'd like you to do. Pick a day that you're going to answer those six questions every week. Try and create some sort of a sacred space, a sacred bookshelf, a sacred box, whatever it is that you have room for. Could like that, it could be a box and you place all your sacred things in it and you take the box out if you don't have much space. Whatever works for you. And look at starting to set up the time now and the energetic space and the spiritual space for your body and mind connection, because that's what this month was all about. It was about connecting in with yourself to see how you were thinking, to see how you were feeling, and how you were going to progress forward. And then the other thing I'd love you to do is just actually take stock of how your headspace is at the moment. Have you found the teachings useful? Have you put things in place that are helping you clear the mind more? Have you connected more to your body? Have you noticed differences in your body in terms of just being more aware of where you hold anxiety or where you hold excitement? So where are you at with all of that? And again, feel free to text me. So we have a few days coming up. I'm going to try and get as much into the last couple of days as I can because I want to make the most of it. But please do get in touch with me if you have any questions, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.